This weekend's cultural highlights in and around the Berkshires include a surreal marching band, newly adapted stage versions of Edith Wharton's stories, a new play about Hemingway and Fitzgerald, a handful of chamber music concerts, and a whole lot more. Combining the spirit of punk rock with the fun of a fireman's parade, the 30-member Muckapatsa, the marching band that thinks it's a rock and roll band, takes over MassMoca's campus in North Adams for 5 performances this weekend, today through Sunday. The Muckapatsa catalog covers everything from Balkan brass to reworked 1960s TV show themes to pieces by Shostakovich and Bartok. The Wharton Salon celebrates its 5th anniversary this month with 2 Edith Wharton stories newly adapted into one-act comedies, The Quicksand and The Looking Glass, running through Sunday, August 25th at the Mount in Lenox. The plays showcase Edith Wharton's early and late writing. Scott and Hem in the Garden of Allah, a new play about the friendship and rivalry between F. Scott Fitzgerald and Ernest Hemingway, premieres at Barrington Stage Company in Pittsfield now through Sunday, September 29th. The play, written by Mark St. Germain, takes place in 1937, when Fitzgerald and Hemingway met in Hollywood at the notorious Garden of Allah apartment complex. A humorous and heated exchange ensues about the cost of love, friendship, and the price of being a writer. Kaufman's Barbershop, a new play about a group of first-generation American Jewish businessmen and professionals in upstate New York who meet regularly to have their hair cut and to socialize away from a society that accepts them only marginally, gets its world premiere in an innovative production by Shakespeare and Company, staged on location at Upstreet Barbers on North Street in Pittsfield, where it runs through Sunday, September 1st. Written by local author Bob Sugarman, the play concerns 3 highly spirited men who had early on been tempted to go into vaudeville and who now find themselves enmeshed in the lives of an immigrant Irish manicurist and an African-American shoeshine boy with literary aspirations. On Tuesday at 8, at the Clark in Williamstown, the Dover Quartet will play Beethoven's Quartet in E minor, Opus 59, number 2, Brahms's Quartet in A minor, Opus 51, number 2, and De Profundis, a piece written by local composer Stephen Dankner, in honor of Williams College Professor of Music Emeritus Erwin Shainman, who died last year, and I must say who was an incredibly kind and friendly man whom I knew, a popular teacher for many generations of Williams students, and something of a hero in the community in more ways than one. Pianists Vasily Primakov and Natalia Lavrova will perform works by Chopin and Rachmaninoff in the Tannery on the grounds of the Darrow School as part of the Tannery Pond Concerts Chamber Music Series in New Lebanon on Saturday at 8. The program features Primakov playing a selection of Chopin, followed by the duo playing Rachmaninoff's Symphonic Dances. Ordinary Festivals, a dance theater piece for 300 oranges, 7 performers, and 2 knives, is among those that will be performed by Pearson Widrig Dance Theater at PS21 Performance Spaces for the 21st Century in Chatham today and tomorrow, as part of PS21's comedy-themed season. The curtain comes down on the 2013 season at Chester Theater Company with a production of An Iliad, a critically acclaimed one-man retelling of Homer's epic poem, running through Sunday, August 25th. I'm Seth Rogovoy, and that's the Rogovoy Report for this weekend.